If you have your Bible, turn with us to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, we want to begin reading this evening at verse 9. And the Bible says, "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ, of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever," I like that, don't you? Yeah. "Praise the Lord. Sat down on the right hand of God. His work was finished." Praise God. "From henceforth expect until his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, This is a covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching." I want to preach tonight, if God will be our help, for just a few minutes. And I know some of you have been here since youth choir started at 4:30, and we'll try not to be long and lengthy. But I want to preach for just a few moments tonight, if God will be our help, on a better way. A better way. I want to say, praise God. I don't know about you, but I've lived in this old world for near 50 years. Come October the 18th next month, this old boy will be 50 years old. You say, well, that's nothing. I'm a lot older than that. Yeah, but you haven't had the miles on you that I've had. But I've been 50 years, and I've been a lot of places, and I've done a lot of things. But I want to say, praise God, there's nothing as dear in my heart as the day and the night at the Holy Ghost of God. Praise God. Marched into my soul. Told me how much my Lord and God loved me. My Lord and Savior loved me. And praise God, how he wanted to save my soul from a devil's hell. And it was on that glorious day that I realized that there was a better way. Amen. I want to say, praise God, to the world and everybody around. And as this goes out on the internet, maybe around the world, I don't know. But praise God, I want to say, hey, listen up. There's a better way than what the world's got tonight. There's a new and a living way in Christ Jesus, righteous tonight. But the world wants to pull us down. The world wants to pull us back. But I'm saying, praise God, there's a better way in Jesus tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. A new way. Now the Bible says in the wickedness of the world, there's a form of godliness. Amen. There's a lot of wicked people in the world. The Bible says they have a form of, 2 Timothy 3 and 5 said they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And he says, from such turn away. We don't need that, because I want to say tonight that the power of God, amen, ain't enough power to blow your nose. But I want to say, praise God, if you're a child of God and you got the Holy Ghost of God living in your heart and you got the help of God on your side and you love the Lord and he's loving you and that reciprocating love's going back and forth, praise God, there's enough force there, praise God, to blow back all the things of the devil and hell, amen, keep them away from you if we'll just trust him tonight and not deny the very power that bought us. Amen. Jesus said, I have power in heaven and in earth. He said, I got all that you need. He said, if you'll just trust me, he said, I'll minister my power, amen, through me to you, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, did you realize tonight that you're empowered from on high? Amen. you get down there on the job site, things get kind of discouraged, and you just think about that. Amen? Hey, we got a better way, praise God, because we've been empowered from on high. But even tonight, as we think about that, the devil's trying to tear down and tear up. He wants to get us discouraged. And you know what the devil's wanting to do? David, you know what the devil wants to do tonight? He's wanting to get us in a place of indecision. If he can get us confused, if he can get us in indecision, he's already won the battle. Amen? And he's doing his very best tonight, amen, to get us in a place of indecision. I'm glad, praise God, we don't have that problem around here, because we know who God is. Amen? As long as you know who God is, you keep trusting Him and looking to Him, the author and finisher of your faith. He'll again continue to guide you and lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise the Lord. He'll continue to give you that you need. But he said, not only having a form of godliness and dying the power out of it, he said, from such turn away. But in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says this, but there were false prophets also among the people. Did you get that? Amen. I won't say praise God everywhere you go together. There's going to be false prophets. There's going to be people in a lot of places that don't believe right. Amen. There's a lot of people in a lot of places that don't believe right. Hey, that's why when Sister Waldrop said, hey, preacher, said, I'd like to, the Lord lay my heart, I'd like to be a member of this church. I said, we got a constitution bylaw. Won't you get them, read them, pray them, make sure you understand them, and make sure you agree with what we agree with. Amen. Because we ain't compromising what God says. Amen. You're going to join up with us, praise God. You're going to have to get in and go with us. We ain't going to change for you. Amen. But I like it when they come back and say, yeah, preacher, praise the Lord. That's the way I want to go. Amen. Praise God. There's only one way. That's Jesus' way. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. Can you imagine that? Coming in and teaching something, praise God, saying it's a God and denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Damnable heresy is what it is. And it's trying to creep in everywhere. But ain't you glad, praise God, you can be vigilant, praise God. Hey, if you know this blessed old book and you know the author of the book, praise God, it don't take you but just a second quick feist in a hurry to realize, praise God, it's a counterfeit. Amen. Amen. You can line up, praise God, get an offense that's up against it, and send it on down the road. Amen. Glory to God. But he said, he goes on and says, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2 says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. You know what they're doing? They're coming in trying to get followers. They want people to follow after them. In their old pernicious ways, destructive ways. And we see it today. The world is being saturated with this. The world is being saturated with this hypocrisy, this heresy, this blasphemy, praise God, that we see all around us. And the devil's using it as a big tool. Amen. He's using it as a mighty tool. I just want to give you a couple tonight just to show you what he's doing. Did you know that in some of these so-called words of God, they're just books, by the way. They're not God's Word. They're just old books that men's wrote. See, this blessed old King James Bible is the inspired Word of God for the English-speaking people. Amen? It is. But these other books they got out there, praise God, they're going in so many different ways. Why do they do that? Because it just creates confusion. Who's the author of confusion? The devil is the author of confusion. And what he's doing, he's trying to get us confused. He's trying to get us in a state of indecision. Well, is this one right or is that one right? Which one do we believe? And the preacher gets up and he says, well, now, you know, today I'm reading from such and such, and I've been studying the different ones, and I think that this is what God's trying to say. Now, if I'd done that to you, and you said, after four or five messages, you'd say, that preacher's crazy as could be. If he don't know what's right and wrong, why should I listen to him? Amen? That ain't no more than a fairy tale. But we've got these books all over the world now, praise God, and they're coming on wide open. Used to it was the NIV. amen, claimed to be the Word of God, was written out and was printed by a woman that said her lesbianism had always been a part of her. I'm sure God had parts in that. Not. But there's perversion, praise God, that we don't see. There's a chick track out. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It says no lies. You ever seen that chick track? He said God's Word don't have no lies in it. But did you know, I've read that track several times. I heard on the radio the other day, there was a fella called in. He was talking to another fella, and he said, you know, they was talking about telling lies. And the fella said, well, preach, he called in, and this guy on the radio, this is supposed to be his Bible scholar. He said, you know, it's okay to tell a little lie. And he said, you think so? He said, yeah. I said Jesus did. Yeah, Jesus. He said, Jesus told a little bit of a lie, and if Jesus could tell a little lie, then it's okay for us to tell a lie. And what he was doing, he was quoting it out of his book. Look over at John chapter 7. John chapter 7, just a moment. Let me just show you this. And you say, well, preacher, there ain't no differences in the Bibles or in these books. Yeah, there's a Bible and there's a book. John chapter 7. Verse 7 and 8. Or verse 8 and 8 through 10. Now Jesus said this. He said, go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Amen? Is that not what your Bible says? The NASB, the NASB, the Contemporary English Version, and NIV in the footnote, reads like this. He says, go ye up unto the feast. I go not up unto the feast, for my time is not come. Does one word make a difference in the Word of God? Yes, see, by leaving that word out, he made Jesus into a liar. Jesus said, I'm not going up. But then he turned around and he went up. But he didn't say he wasn't going up. He said, I go not up yet. Yeah. Amen. He said, you go on up. He said, I'm not going up right now. He said, you go on up. See, what he done, Jesus knew what was going on. And he said, you'd go on up there. And when the disciples went up and the crowd thronged them looking for Jesus, Jesus just eased in the back street, praise God, and there he was. Amen. 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 Why? Because he knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. Why do they want to leave out a word like yet out of the Word of God? Because, hey, if they can get you to doubt the doubt to Word of God, if they can get you to believe that, praise God, that you're, hey, it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to tell a little lie. It's okay to have a little untruth in your life. It's all right. But it ain't all right. Because if we can't believe Jesus, if Jesus is liar, the Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life, we have to leave the truth out. Why would any word, any book want to leave the truth out? Could it be that it's all a lie to begin with? Amen. Amen. It's of the devil, praise God. What about baptism? What about baptism? Acts chapter 8 and verse 36. Look at that with me. Acts chapter 8 and verse 36. Think talking about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. You remember when he got on the chariot with him and they told him what the Bible was explaining and explained Lord Jesus more perfectly to him. And he understood that he was that Redeemer, that Savior, that one that was beaten, praise God, for our in our place. In verse 36, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And then the Bible says, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Amen? Ain't that what it says? But what did I leave out? Verse 37, what do I have to do to be baptized? You've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The NIV leaves it out. They don't even put it in the footnotes. Amen? You know why? Because they're pointing back to the whore church and they're saying, hey, it's okay to baptize babies. But if you've got the truth in front of you, praise God, instead of some heresy, praise God, you can know the truth. Amen. You're baptizing. What does it say in verse 37? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Why would you leave that verse out? Two reasons. Because they believe your baptism saves you. And they believe, praise God, they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. They think that you can go down there and get a little water sprinkled on you and everything's good to go. Amen. God help. A world of deception. You say, well, preacher, I thought they was all the same. Well, they're not. Amen. The New Century Version leaves this out. The Contemporary Version leaves it out. The NIV leaves it out. The New Living leaves it out. The Message leaves it out. And that's just the eight versions that I've got. I believe overall there's 27 versions that leave that verse out. Verse 37. How do you know that you're ready to be baptized? How do you receive baptism? Just go down to water and get wet. What they say. Amen. You just go in a dry center and come out a wet center. Unless you believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Then you can be saved. So why do they leave them out? So that they can baptize babies. Amen. And it's okay. It's for a cultist religion. It's heresy. But But I'm glad today, praise God, that we've got a better way. Did you know the NIV Bible leaves the changes either Jesus or Christ 378 times, leaving it out? And you know what they put in his place? He. In other words, I guess it could be anybody. Huh? You could assume in there whoever you want to, I guess. Of course, that's okay because some of them's coming out with a non-gender Bible now. God ain't even God. It's just being. Amen. It's not about men and women. It's about, you know, just about people. Fit right into the world today, doesn't it? Amen. In our gay society, our transgender society. God help us. You say, preacher, you hate those people. No, I love them. That's what breaks my heart. I love those people, but I hate those sins. They're deceived. And it's this mess that's drawing them in, praise God. This heresy of the world is sucking them in, praise God, just one after another. And it's just like a big old pit. It's sucking them in, and they can't get back out. Amen. It draws them in. They get turned over to a reprobate mind, and there's no going back. Amen. But God says, listen, He says, it was never intended to be that way. He said, God created a better way. He gave us, number one, a perfect word. Amen. I won't tell you tonight, praise God, there's nothing wrong with your King James Bible. Amen. There's nothing wrong with it. Praise God. It is the infallible, inerrant word of God. It'll stand, praise God, the test of time. It'll be the same yesterday and forever. It's not changing. Amen. It'll stand the test of time. It'll do, praise God, to get you in. It'll do, praise God, to get your children in. It'll do, praise God, to get your children's children in. If we'll just heed to what it says. Amen. There's enough help here for us if we just receive it to get us through, praise God, to the end. But we don't have to get caught up in this stuff because they brought in these damnable heresies. Amen. Even denying the Lord that bought them. That's what we have today. They're denying the Lord Jesus Christ. They deny His deity, who He is. Amen. Why? Because they want to. They don't want to admit that He is the Christ, the Son of God. It puts too much responsibility on their shoulders. Amen. It puts a lot of responsibility on our shoulders when we know that Jesus is the Christ. He is the one that came from God. He was the one that manifested in the flesh. He's the one that came, took our punishment upon Himself, died on the cross of Calvary, praise God, and got up on the third morning. Amen. Amen. Victorious over the grave. Hebrews chapter 9, He said, lo, I come to do Thy will, O God, to take away the first, that He may establish the second. Amen. He said, I come to establish something that's pure and it's right. Amen. He come to minister grace to the hearers of this world, that through faith we might believe, amen, unto salvation. I mean, I want to tell you, young'uns, tonight, they can change it any way they want to. That's the only way you can come, praise God, through when the Holy Ghost of God's a dealing with your heart. But he said, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Ain't you glad it's a once for all salvation? Hey man, ain't you glad you're not having to take some little old wafer and pretend like that's the body of Jesus? Amen. He's offering his body up for you time after time after time. God ain't in that. The Bible said he shed it one time, praise God, for you and for me and for the sins of this whole world. Amen. Praise God, he's not in no wafer. He ain't no cookie. Amen. He's not in a fortune cookie. Praise God. He is sitting at the right hand of God the Father to make intercession for me and you. He's a living Savior today, praise God, who's bought us with a price. He paid the penalty of sin so that we could go free, praise God. We've got a better way tonight, and it's in Christ Jesus the righteous. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but this man, verse 12, he said, these priests stand daily offering up sacrifices that can't take away sins. They could never take, all they could do is just roll them back for just a little while longer. You know, all them poor little old sheep and lambs and goats and calves and stuff that died, all that done was push them sins back one more year or just a few more days or just a little while longer. But praise God, God said one time, he said one glorious day they was a precious lamb without spot or blemish or any such thing. Praise God, it come to a dying world, amen, full of dying people. And he said, you know what? I'm going to be the price of that sin and take upon myself the sins of the world. Amen. Didn't have to have no priest to help him. Amen. All the priests that were here tried to hinder him. They said, but this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Amen. He took upon himself the sin of the world, and he offered up himself as sin, and praise God, one time, forever. He don't have to offer it up again and again. You don't have to keep going back and eating a wafer and drinking some wine. Now, you know, the funny thing about that, they go back and that priest, if you watch them, they souse them wafers in pretty freely, but they don't part with that wine very much at all. Amen? I'm not throwing off on, I'm just telling you the truth. My wife and my son went to a Catholic wedding, and they was there, and they had the communion beforehand. And they go up there, and the priest is up there, and he's taking them little wafers, you know, and they come by there and stick their tongue out, and he pops that on there, and then they suck it in there, and I guess they chew it up, and then the priest, he takes him a big old shot of wine, and he waits for the next one. Now, I'm not telling, George thought it was funny. George said, Daddy, that fella never did offer none of them others none of that wine. Now, I'm being serious. He'd pop a wafer in their mouth. Amen. But he never, hey, if that's the body, praise God, it takes the blood.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you had to apply that body over and over, then you've got to apply that blood over and over. And praise God, their blood is on his hands. Amen. Well, you saying all this, I'm saying, praise God, we get caught up in these heresies if we ain't very careful. That's ridiculous. Amen. He said he shed his blood one time for us. Amen. He sacrificed his for sins forever. He sat down at the right hand of God. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies should be made his footstool. He's waiting, praise God, for the perfecting of this world through the precious blood of the Lamb. He said, for by one offering he hath perfected forever. Glory to God. That is, hey, you ought to just jump up and take you about two laps.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, for by one offering he hath perfected forever. I can't get over that. By one offering he has perfected forever. Amen. Hey, he don't have to go back and redo it. Amen. What Jesus done on the cross, it was satisfactory. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, if these folks is trying to do another book and do another way, praise God, would just get a hold of this better way. They'd be completely satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. He done this forever. He perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. Them are sanctified in Lord Jesus Christ, set aside for the glory of God. Them that's called according to His purpose. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness unto us. For after that He had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put My laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Jesus said, hey, I will do that. He said, and their sins, I like this part, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. When the devil does like he done old Job, when the devil comes before God and he marches around through there and he tries to present old brother Bill and he say, hey, you know about old brother Bill? Did you see what he done the other day? And old brother Bill said, boy, Lord, I realize I messed up. God, forgive me. And old devil marches that in before the throne of grace and God looks at him. He said, devil, you talk as a foolish one. I don't see nothing on his record. It's been covered by the blood. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, that there's the blood of Jesus that takes away the sin and iniquities of us all.
Amen.
He said, I don't remember that on that brother. Amen. The devil said, yeah, you got to remember. Remember the other day, old brother Jeff was over there and that person cut him off in a truck and he had a bad spell. So God, don't you remember that? But Jesus, I love you, brother. But Jesus said, hey, listen, said, we done had a little talk about that, Father. Amen.
Yeah.
Said he regrets he done that. He's done made that right. He said, and the Father looks over and he says, let's see. He said, looks at the book. He says, I don't see nothing but the blood.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You say, preacher, it's hard to live a clean life. No, it ain't. If we just realize when we mess up, praise God, and we've been sanctified by the blood of Jesus, and we just confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know why we want to carry it around in a burden and a load on our shoulders day after day and week after week when we can say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner, and have it wiped clean. Amen. The angels in heaven and the devil in hell can't search out and find a place where it's written down. When you mess up, if you confess up. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, is it that simple? Yeah, because Jesus died once for all, forever. Amen. Pretty simple, ain't it? It's so easy a child can understand it. If we just realize that He did, He said, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Amen. Amen. They're gone. Praise God. Got shed of them. When you fell on your face and said, God, forgive me, an old sinner. Amen. Believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth. Amen. Be saved. He said, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. No need for offerings. I bet you, hey, don't you know? Let me just throw this out. Don't you know on the day that Jesus said it is finished? Amen. Don't you know they were some little old sheep and goats and bullocks breathed a sigh of relief?
Yeah.
Amen. Don't you know them little old lambs, praise God, ain't got a lick of sense. Don't know how, hey, if they go off somewhere to wander and feed, they get to eating and grazing, picking them little old choice clovers on the way. And amen, they get way out yonder away from where they're supposed to be, out of the fold. Amen, no way in the world to go back. Ain't you glad? I bet, don't you think they're glad tonight that they don't have to pay that awful price of sin no more? Praise God. Amen, that they become free, praise God, from being that burden of sin. Don't you know them little old fellas or overjoyed. I bet they said whoopee in their heart. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they didn't know nothing about it. Well, praise God, they knew they wasn't going to the slaughterhouse. Amen. You ever taken an animal to the slaughterhouse? Amen. We had a little old calf one time. She grew up a precious little thing. We raised her from a bottle. She was born blind in both eyes. Something was the matter with her. Precious little old thing. We raised her up and got her up here in pretty good size. And, you know, no way you sell her, you wouldn't get nothing out of her. So we took her to the slaughterhouse. We took that little old calf to the slaughterhouse, and she was used to following you because she couldn't see. And she'd follow you where you could just talk to her, and she'd follow your voice. She'd stay right with you, follow you wherever you went. She trusted us. Amen. The hardest thing I ever done was I took that little old calf down there to the slaughterhouse, and we backed that trailer into that dock. And I walked up there to her, and I called her by name, and I said, come on. She started following. She got to the edge of that trailer, and she stopped and stuck her nose up. She began smelling. She could smell that death. She could smell. She could smell that death coming out of that place. But you know what she did? She come over and put her head against, pushed a little bit, and she followed me right on in there. And I walked her in that little pen, turned around, and went out. And I never looked back. But you know what? Jesus done the same thing for me and you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Jesus knew exactly where we were.
Hallelujah.
But blind like a sheep, praise God, he'd opened up. He's never opened his mouth. But he was led dumb as into the slaughter, praise God, and he gave his life.
Hallelujah.
He knew what he was going into because he cried out in agony in the garden. He said, Father, if there's any way possible, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, God, but thine be done. He said, praise God, if I've got to drink this bitter cup, so be it. Praise God. And he followed it, praise God. He went all the way to the slaughterhouse for me and you. One time, but one time was sufficient. Amen. To meet the need. Bless the Holy God of glory. Ain't you glad that's one you know tonight? He said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated or dedicated to us and for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. See, the Bible said that he created a new and a living way. Said that foreshadowed the Lord Jesus Christ, that veil that was hung there that kept us from being in constant contact and communication with the God of glory. That veil that was this thick and it was big, a big tapestry, that thing that kept us out of the holiest of holies. They said, Jesus, praise God, his flesh became that veil and his flesh was rent for me and you. And when he cried out on that top of Mount Calvary and he said, it is finished, praise God. The Bible said that veil, that big, thick curtain, you couldn't have sawed it in two with a McCulloch chainsaw. God said, hey, that job's finished. Now you can come back into communication and fellowship with the Holy God. And he took that thing and he ripped that thing, glory to God, not from the bottom to the top, but from the top to the bottom. God came down to man and he said, I can commune with you again face to face. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad tonight you can have communication boldness? He said, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by this better way, a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us. He made that dedication for us. The veil which say his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God. Who's that? That's Jesus. He become our high priest. He offers up those sacrifices that's necessary. So, preacher, what is that? Himself. Amen. He offered it up one time. But he said, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. That's that full confidence. What's your confidence in today? Is your confidence in the world? Your confidence in things? I hope your confidence isn't in one of these old perverted books. But our confidence is in the precious Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's our confidence tonight. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Amen. Sprinkling, having the blood applied to our hearts. Well, he takes out that cold, stony heart and puts in that heart of flesh. You know what I'm seeing around here? I'm looking out and I'm seeing some people that used to have an old, cold, hard, stony heart. They're getting a heart of flesh. Amen. And you can see it because their heart's tender. And the heart's, when the heart's tender, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. People, amen, the heart's tender, and they've quit saying things they used to say that might be hurtful. And when people's hurting, there's tears welling up in their eyes and running down their cheeks because there's a tender heart of flesh that's been transplanted into your heart by the love of Jesus. He's made the difference, praise God. He's transformed you, amen, to that, from that vile creature that you were into this new creation that He'd have you to be. Sprinkling from an evil conscience. Our body's washed with pure water. That's the water of the Word. Amen. That's why it's important that we have the pure, undiluted Word. We don't need these other things. The world says, well, preacher, they're all alike. No, they're not. They're wrong. Amen. Black and white wrong. Where you can see it wrong. We've got the right one. Amen. And we've got the Lord Jesus Christ. That'll help us because we know Him. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. How can you do that? Because you know the truth. The Bible says you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. And when you're free in Lord Jesus Christ, you're free indeed. For He is faithful that promised. And then He says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. To provoke unto love and good works. Not contention and strife. That's not what we do. We don't strive for contention and strife. We desire to get along. If you're talking to someone and they're in a disagreement about the things of God and the principles of this world and the moral convictions that you hold, you know what you do? You don't argue with them. You just say, well, this is what God says. And you let it go. See, we're trying to convert them ourselves when we try to argue with them. Amen? We can't convert them, but the Word of God that's planted in our heart can manifest and grow there. And it's the only one that can change them. Amen? So when we get in these situations, praise God, we say, hey, look, you know what? There's a better way than what you're talking about. A new and living way, and that's the Jesus way. You know, He loves you and He cares for you, and He loves everyone. He loves the sodomite. He loves the whoremonger. He loves the drunkard. He loves the harlot. He loves the abusers. He loves the whoremongers. He loves the people that's killing babies. He loves them all. Amen. And we come with a heart of love. Say, you know what? God loves you. Jesus loves you. And He loves everything that He created. And He created everything for us. Because He loved us with a godly love. Cares for us with a godly care. He said, when we consider one another. Consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a manner some is, but exhorting one. That means to lift up. Amen. Why? Because what Jesus has done for us. Amen. When somebody gets down, you go alongside and say, you know what? It's all right. Remember what Jesus done for us. Amen. Remember what Jesus... Hey, it's okay. Remember what Jesus done for us. It's going to be all right. Hey, I've done read the last chapter in the book. We're winners. Amen. We're overcomers through He that's overcame. Praise the Lord. Exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. See that day approaching when the Lord's going to step out with a trump and a shout. And He's going to say, come up hither. He said, what do we do between now and then? Praise God. We just dedicate and say, you know what? Our life's days are going to be the best days for Jesus. We're going to dedicate and consecrate ourselves to He that's dedicated and consecrated Himself to us. And we're going to go on for the glory of God in this last day. Amen? So that God can receive the glory because the world's coming in and they're bringing in their damnable heresies and they're trying to tear up, trying to tear down. But there's one that Jesus said, hey, listen, I'll always preserve my word. He said, I'll always preserve the truth. Amen. And it's the truth that we plant in our heart that'll help us to succeed and overcome.